Good morning, everyone. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be a very common shaila that comes up in Hilchas Yichud. And this particular question touches on many fundamental aspects that come up in Hilchas Yichud. So the question is as follows. If you have a man who is babysitting his daughter, the daughter's 4 years old, and his daughter brings home a friend who as well is 4 years old. Is this a Yichud problem? Because you are now in a situation of Yichud with your daughter's friend. Is this a problem of Yichud? And if it is, how do we avoid getting involved in this Isser? How do we circumvent the problem? So that's the question. You are babysitting your daughter. She's 4 years old. She has a friend. She's as well 4 years old. Is this a problem of Yichud? So the first question is, at what age does the Isser of Yichud begin when it comes to a girl? So we know that there's an Isser of Yichud that the Gemara tells us about in the end of Maseches Kedushin, according to most Rishonim. When it comes to being miyachid with a married woman, or a woman that is an erva to you, she's related to you, she's your daughter-in-law, your sister-in-law, etc. So the Isra of Yichud is midaraisa. When it comes to a nida as well, we assume that the Isra of Yichud is midaraisa. But when the girl is not married and has not yet reached the stage of nidos, we assume that the Isra of Yichud is only midrabanan. So that's the first thing that we should point out. That when it comes to an Ishis Ish, or one of the Arayas, or a Nida, the Isra of Yichud is Deraisa, when it comes to a girl who has not yet reached the stage of Nidus, plus she is not married, the Isra is only Midrabah. Now, at what age does she become subject to the Isra of Yichud? According to virtually all of the Paiskim, once she hits the age of 3 years old, she is already subject to the Isra of Yichud, which means that a man who's over Bar Mitzvah can't be Miyached with a girl who is 3 years old. Now, there is a tremendous chiddush from Ramosha that he suggests in one of his later tshuvas, where he wants to say that perhaps Bizman Hazeh, the Isra of Yichud, begins when the girl becomes a little older, and at the age of three, perhaps she is not yet subject to the Isra of Yichud, and he presents the following chiddush. He says as follows. He says, in the times of Chazal, young girls used to get married. Girls used to get married, and it therefore was not uncommon for a young girl to have a Maisa Bia. If that is the case, he says, there was an Isser of Yichud in the times of Chazal because you would be able to get away with it if you started up with a young child who is over the age of three, who's Roy Labia. Once you reach the age of three, Chazal tell us that a girl is now eligible to have a Maisa Bia take place. And at that point, it's already not unheard of that a girl is having relations. However, says Ramosha, today it's unheard of. People don't get married at that age, and therefore, if you would start up with a young girl, chances are she's going to tell someone, because it's just unusual. It's unheard of, and therefore, there's a mirtas. If you're in a situation of yichud, you would be afraid to start up with the girl, because you don't want it getting out, and because it's something so out of the ordinary, you would be afraid that she would tell people, and therefore there's a mirtas, and therefore you wouldn't violate any Isser, and therefore there's no Isser of Yichud when it comes to a girl who is only the age above the age of three, who is being miyachid with a person over Bar Mitzvah. Even Ramosha, though, after suggesting this chiddush, that perhaps today there's a mirtas, and therefore there's no Isser of Yichud at such a young age, he says himself, v'tzarechi in ladina. He's not convinced about his chiddush. He's not sure. But Lamaisa, the Paiskim do not accept this la'alocha. The Paiskim assume that the Isra of Yichud begins once the girl reaches the age of three. So we have a problem on our hands. We have a problem. Now, our first avenue of Heta would be to suggest that maybe your daughter is going to be a Shomer. Maybe your daughter is going to be a Shomer. Can your daughter be a Shomer and protect you from the Isra of Yichud? So that's the first question. Now, the question that then comes up is your daughter a valid shomer? And the question is, even though it's mutter to miyachid with your daughter, does she have the status of a shomer with respect to Isser Yichud? So this, again, is the subject of Machlekes HaPaiskim. In the Mishnah, we find the concept of ishtoi mishamrosi. If you're being miyachid with another married woman, you're being miyachid with an ishis ish, and your wife is with you, it's mutter. There's no Isser of Yichud. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, even lon imay bepundiki, you could even sleep in the same hotel room with another woman. If your wife is with you in the room, there's no Isra of Yichud because she protects you. The question is as follows. We know that Chazal came along and abolished the Yetzer Hara for your sister and your daughter as well. So you don't only have a heter of yichud with your mother, you as well have a heter of yichud with your sister and your daughter. And today, you're allowed to be miyach with your close family members, such as your sister, your daughter, and your mother. The question is as follows. Do we say that only your wife could be a shomer, as the Mishnah indicates? Ishtay mishamra say. Because your wife, if she catches you, will get very upset at you. She will get angry at you. And therefore, she's going to protect you from coming into contact with any other woman in any illicit relationship. And therefore, she is a bona fide shomer when it comes to Hilchos Yichud. But perhaps when it comes to your other relatives, such as your sister or your daughter, perhaps they don't have the sufficient amount of anger were you to do anything wrong. And being that they don't have that relationship as your wife does, and they won't get necessarily very angry at you, perhaps they're not considered a valid shomer. That's the question. And this is a machlekes. The chido is machmer. The chido holds that your wife is a valid shomer. However, when it comes to your sister or your daughter, they don't have the status of a shomer with respect to Hilchos Yichud, because they won't necessarily get angry at you. Lamaisa Ramosha is mekel, and many Paiskim do accept Ramosha's kula when it comes to this question. And therefore, when it comes to Hilchos Yichud, and you want to know, is your sister able to be your shomer, or is your daughter able to be your shomer, many Paiskim accept the sheet of Ramosha that in fact they are a valid shomer. Now, the question is as follows. So perhaps in my case, it will be mutter, because I have this four-year-old girl who I'm being miyachid with, my daughter's friend, but my daughter's there. She should be a shomer. If she is going to be a shomer, so I have a valid heter. Now, according to the chiddah, you don't have a heter because your daughter can't be a shomer. But according to Rav Moshe, your daughter could be a shomer, perhaps this is a valid heter. However, lamaisa, it's not the case, and she is not considered a bona fide shomer in this case, for the following reason. If you have a situation of yichud on your hands, and you want a shomer to protect you from the isser of yichud, there's a very specific guideline as to the age of the shomer. And it has to be a child that's yoidas tam bia. She has to understand what bia is. But she can't be the age of bia that she herself would be moiseres atzma bia. In other words, if she's too old, then she's not a shomer because she herself is subject to the isser of yichud. So she can't be too old, and she also can't be too young, because if she doesn't understand what's going on, that's not a shomer. She's not going to protect you from doing an isser, because she's simply too young to understand what is taking place. Now, what is the age necessary for a shomer in Hilchos Yichud? So the Paiskim say that she has to be either 5 or 6, depending on the intellectual maturity of the child. But if she's under the age of 5, she's not considered old enough to understand what a ma'isa bia is, for her to cause you to think twice before doing anything in her presence. And therefore, if your daughter is only 4 years old, like the case that we mentioned, she's not going to be a valid shomer. Because in order for you to be a shomer, you have to be able to understand what is taking place. And if you're not 5 years old, if you're under 5, you're not considered a valid shomer. What is the upper age limit of a shomer? So many Paiskim say that up until 9, and through 9, she's a valid shomer, but by 10 years old, she's not a good shomer. The Chaznish says that even when she's 10 years old, she's a valid shomer. Only 11 is already too old. When she's 11, we are afraid that she herself might be susceptible to the person's advances. And therefore, once she passes 10, she's not a valid shomer, but still at the age of 10, according to the Chaznish, she's a shomer. But when it comes to the lower age limit, under 5 is not a valid shomer. And therefore, in our case, that's not a valid heter. So now, we should quickly mention, we have been discussing until now the Isser B'Yichud pertaining to a man over Bar Mitzvah with a girl who's over the age of 3. And we said that it's Aser. What about a boy over the age of 9, under Bar Mitzvah, with a girl over the age of 3? Is there an Isser B'Yichud? The boy's over 9, under Bar Mitzvah, being miyachid with a girl over 3. So you're going to tell me, what's the Isser? Well, when it comes to many Isurim and many mitzvahs, there's a concept of chinuch. There's a mitzvah of chinuch, it's a mitzvah of Rabbanon. Have we been misakin this mitzvah when it comes to the Isser of Yichud? So the Smag says that there is no mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to the Isra of Yichud, and there is no issue at all with the 9-year-old being in a situation of Yichud together with the 3-year-old girl. That's the sheet of the Smag. Now the Shevet HaLevi from Avosner asks, why should the Isra of Yichud be different than any of the other halachas that pertain to a child? By every child, we implement mitzvahs when they are able to understand the concept of the mitzvah even before they are bar mitzvah because of chinuch. So why should Yichud be different? Why is there no mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to Yichud? So many places can explain that the reason why they weren't misaking chinuch when it comes to Yichud is for a very simple reason. The halachas are simply too complex. There are heterim, there's the heter of Bala Be'ir, with the woman's husband is in town, there's a heter, or Pesach Pesuach L'Shus Rabin, which we're going to get to in a moment, if the door is open, so that's another heter. There are so many heterim, there are so many situations that cause the halacha to vary. As such, we weren't misnaken the Isser, the mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to the Isser of Yichud. That's how many places can understand. But be it as it may, the Smag tells us that there is no mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to the Isser of Yichud. Now, so let's get back to our case. So we have this father babysitting his child. She's 4 years old. She's with her friend who as well is 4 years old. Is there any way to circumvent the Isra of Yichud? So L'chayr, this is a Shaila of Yichud, and you would have to employ one of the Heterim. And one of the Heterim is, and this is the most famous Heterim in the Sugya of Yichud, and that is Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabin. You open the door, you have a Heter. You open the door, you have a Heter. Now, there's a very important point, though, that has to be raised when it comes to our Shaila. So what's the heter of Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabin? You open the door to Shus Rabin, so since someone can come in, you're going to be afraid to do anything wrong with the girl, and therefore you have a heter when it comes to the Isra of Yichud. Now, the most famous shaila that comes up in Hilchas Yichud is, what about a case where you close the door but leave it unlocked? It's not physically open. Is this considered Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabin, and does that circumvent the Isra of Yichud? So this is a tremendous machlokes hapoiskim. There's a Kiva Eger, there's a Beis Meir, there's a Haflah, many opinions. There's an Oid Behuda. Many opinions vary when it comes to the Shiloh, and they differ as to what the Halacha L'maisa should be. Now, the Hachra of many Paiskim Halacha L'maisa is as follows, and this is a very important point. There is a major difference between a situation of Isser Yichud D'Raisa and Isser Yichud D'Rabbana. When it comes to the Isser Yichud D'Raisa, many places can give the following hachra, and they say as follows. If you close the door and leave it unlocked, if there's a real possibility that someone will walk in, then in fact it would be a heter, because there's a mirtis. You'll be afraid to do anything wrong, you'll be afraid to have some bia asura, because someone might walk in and catch you in the act. So if there's a practical concern on the man's part that someone will walk in, so even if the door is closed but not locked, that l'chayr would be a heter. If it's the type of situation that no one would walk in if the door wasn't open, and even if the door is unlocked, you don't have a mirtis, the person's not going to be afraid that someone's going to barge in on him, then a person has to be machmir. That's how many poskim assume when it comes to the yichud d'oraisa. That it depends. If there's a real concern that someone will walk in, then you have a heter. If there's no concern, you don't have a heter. However, many poskim say that when it comes to yichud d'rabbanon, a person could be meiko. A person could be meiko. And therefore, if a person has our shaila that comes up, it's only a situation of yichud d'rabbanon. Because as we mentioned, yichud with a girl that hasn't yet reached the stage of nidus and is not married is only asur b'drabbanon. Yichud with a penui is only asur b'drabbanon. So the 4-year-old girl is only subject to the isur of yichud d'rabbanon. As such, we have much more of a makom to be meikel. So me'ikra din, if you want to unlock the door and leave the door closed, that would be a heter. So if you want to physically open the door, then fakert, that's zikher mor l'chatchila. To actually have the door open, physically open, Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabin, that certainly would be moter. But we're saying now that since it's only a situation of Yichud Rabbanon, if you close the door, but you don't lock it, as long as it's closed, we're talking about the Isra of Yichud Rabbanon, a person, Me'ikra Din, certainly has what to rely on to be Megal. But again, when we talk about the Isser of Yichud and we talk about the Heter of Pesach, Pesach, Shravim, a person should always keep in mind that there's another Eitzah. If a person doesn't feel comfortable leaving the door open, and he has a situation of Yichud coming up, all you have to do is call a friend and tell him that you give him Rishus to walk in. So even if normally it would be a situation that no one would walk in, and therefore it would be a problem if it's closed and not locked, nevertheless, if you specifically call up your friend to tell him you have Rishus, feel free to walk in, that would be a Heter. That would be a Heter. Now, obviously, you have to make sure that the person walking in doesn't actually add to the Isser of Yichud, it actually solves the problem of Yichud. Because if, let's say, you're with a woman, and you're afraid of the Yichud situation, and you call up another woman and say, come in, that doesn't solve the problem, because there's an Isser of Yichud with one man and two women. So it has to be the type of situation where you're solving the Isser of Yichud, such as two men who are Ksherim, together with one woman. So again, if you could physically open the door, that certainly is a Heter. If it's closed and not locked, so when it comes to the Isser of Yichud Araiso, so it would depend on practically whether there's a chashash that someone would walk in. If there is a chashash, then it's a Heter. If there's no chashash, if you have no reason to assume that someone would walk in, it's a problem, unless you physically open the door, or you call someone and say that you have rishus to walk in, I give you full permission to walk in. And when it comes to the Isser of Yichud Rabbanon, most Paiskim are Meiko.